Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
We're talking relationships this morning, specifically when they don't work out and your ex asks for all the gifts they've given you back. I don't reckon that you should give them back, but I've also turned it over to the listeners. Give me your answers.
Yeah, on 13, 12, 16, Alicia's on the line. So what do you think?
I think for normal gifts like birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's, all those type of normal gifts, no, they're yours.
Yep.
But if you've gone further to like an engagement and it's like an heirloomy family ring, then no, I think you should give it back.
Yeah, Alicia, I agree with that one. The only exception to that rule is a family heirloom. But I mean, other than that, I just think sometimes you lose a relationship and your stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, you put a lot of effort into the relationship. You take a gamble. You take a chance on that relationship. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes they don't work out. What if you gave an heirloom as a Christmas present or a birthday present? How does that work?
No,
you still get it back.
If it's a family thing.
Yeah.
Like, you would think they've given you something that means that much because they think you're going to be together for the rest of your lives type of thing.
Okay.
You don't just give it to a girlfriend you're going to be with for 3 months.
What about... Yeah, well, that's right. You've got to think about what you're doing first. And sometimes, you know, and I know this from experience, as a guy, you're not thinking with the right part of your body when you give some of those gifts away. But... Can I throw this one at you then? What if the two of you, after, say, a couple of years of this relationship, you think, okay, let's get engaged. You go down to the jewellery shop, you buy a piece of jewellery, and then that is handed over. So it's a significant amount of money. Can you get the engagement ring back?
Oh, I don't know. It depends, I suppose, how much. I would almost count that as a normal gift.
Me too, Alicia. I agree.
Yeah. If you're talking like something's phenomenal, like $20,000, I suppose, but
Even then, you know, though, I mean, it sucks, but also bad luck. You've broken up.
Yeah.
Does it depend on whose fault it is and who breaks off the relationship?
Oh, that would have a major part. If he cheated on me, I would keep that $20,000 and then I'd sell it on Facebook for like $200 just to throw it in his face.
Wow. Vindictive much. Alicia, thank you very much for clearing that up for us.
No dramas at all. Have a good day, guys.
Every now and again online, you find something that pops up, an invention, if you will, where you kind of go, why did they even bother? It could turn up in your Facebook feed.
I know the exact type. Yeah. I know the exact type. Can't think of one right now.
No.
But I know exactly
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I found one over the last couple of days and it's got me thinking, why would you even, why? Just why? Okay.
Yeah.
And look, I found a little bit of a commercial for it. Check this out.
The Best Bug Vacuum's lightweight cordless design makes it easy to chase down fleeing insects. Its powerful motor generates nearly 5 times as much suction as other models to quickly capture insects. Its nozzle extends so you can keep creepy crawlies at arm's length, and its flexible neck and tip reach into tight corners, a bug's favorite hiding place.
All right, they're calling it a bug vacuum. The one that I saw is a spider vacuum.
Are you scared of spiders, though?
Yes. I have a 4-year-old child that I would much prefer. He knows. When I say, hey, mate, there's a spider, he will go and grab a shoe.
Really? And he'll
takes
kill
care,
it?
He takes care of it
for
me.
Well, it does make sense that that would have been targeted advertising to you. Because, for the person who's living alone and doesn't have a bug vacuum. Oh, wait, 4-year-old. And they don't have that.
Mm.
Who's going to get the spiders? You know, it's best off having a little vacuum.
Yeah, look, it is. You suck up the spider. That's good. Spider sorted. But here's my question.
Okay.
All right. So you suck up the spider into the vacuum. Then what do you do with it?
It's ethical releasing. You can open it up and it'll crawl out outside.
Will it crawl out outside or will it crawl out onto you?
No. Because you can, you know, you'll take the vacuum outside, surely. Surely it's got, you know, a vacuum bag
that
you can just detach and pop outside and...
I would have to buy multiple bug vacuums or spider vacuums, suck a spider up, throw that one out with the spider inside it, then get another one. That's the only way I'd buy one.
So dramatic. See, I'm not scared of spiders.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not getting the spider vacuum. I'm just calling you.
I'm more of a Tupperware and paper girl for
I don't care how you
removals.
Do it, as long as I don't have to do it. Put my hand in the air just before and said, yes, I'm one of these people that judges a person by the car that they drive. More so just those people that drive white vans. Because as soon as I see a white van, I think there's something dodgy going on. I think I'm going to get sold something out of the back of it. Or they are just trolling the neighbourhood to try and steal stuff.
The tale is as old as time. Do not judge a book by its cover,
Hamish. That's correct.
Hamish.
That is correct.
Better.
I wanted to know if anybody else does the same sort of thing on 13, 12, 16. Tom's on the line. Tom, do you judge somebody by the car that they drive?
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of cars do you judge people on? Like, are we talking if it's a real piece of crap that you judge them, or what do you think?
Expensive cars. Like brand new cars.
Yeah. I agree, Tom. Whenever I see a P plate on a car that's worth more than 20 grand, I am fuming. I just think, who do these kids think they are? Spoiled? They don't know the value of money. Yeah. Go get a job. But yeah. I know that's probably not true. So actually now I've just admitted to the
yes,
to
you
the
do
offense.
Judge it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's probably not true. And yes, I'm just jealous when it comes to if I see anybody driving a more expensive car than the one that I drive, which isn't that hard, to be honest with you, then I'm like, those guys, they've got it going on. They're living their best life. They're making some money. They're successful.
Can I just ask you, do you have a car?
No, but I'm getting one soon.
What type of car do you want to get?
I want to get Mustang.
Oh,
that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Start saving your money.
So I'll judge you now, Tom. I'm giving, a cool vintage vibe, I think.
Yeah, that's great. But wanting a car and actually being able to afford that car are two different things. I know that. I know that, Tom.
Just on them, the ones that you can fix up.
Yeah, right. Fixer-upper. That's all right. If it's a Mustang, gee, that would be good.
Get out weekday morning. Hamish and Paris. If you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.